Task one. You will hear six short conversations between two people about their shopping. Listen to the conversation and decide which item they are talking about. You will hear each conversation twice. Mark the item against the conversation number. There will be one item that you do not need.
What do you want to eat today? We need to go shopping.
I don't really know. I think that I really just need a drink.
If you want any juice, then we will need to buy some.
Yes, that would be great.
What do you want to eat today? We need to go shopping.
I don't really know. I think that I really just need a drink.
If you want any juice, then we will need to buy some.
Yes, that would be great. What should we have for lunch? I think I want something healthy.
Okay. Would you like something hot or cold?
It's very sunny today, so I think cold food would be great.
I could make us a fresh salad.
What should we have for lunch? I think I want something healthy.
Okay. Would you like something hot or cold?
It's very sunny today, so I think cold food would be great.
I could make us a fresh salad.
Look at that.
Wow, that is a good sale. It's usually very expensive.
Should we buy it?
Yes, I love fish.
Look at that.
Wow, that is a good sale. It's usually very expensive.
Should we buy it?
Yes, I love fish. Do we need to get anything else?
I'm just trying to think about what we will be doing over the next few days.
Oh yes, my sister is coming to visit tomorrow.
She will want a hot drink and a cake.
Do we need to get anything else?
I'm just trying to think about what we will be doing over the next few days.
Oh yes, my sister is coming to visit tomorrow.
She will want a hot drink and a cake. I'm pleased that we do not have a dog. Look at all the different options for toys.
I know, it is very confusing.
And they make a mess.
That reminds me, the kitchen worktop needs cleaning.
I'm pleased that we do not have a dog. Look at all the different options for toys.
I know. It is very confusing.
And they make a mess.
That reminds me. The kitchen worktop needs cleaning.
Is there anything else that we need, or can we go home now?
Just one more thing, and then we can leave.
Great. What is it?
I am going to the dentist this afternoon, so I have to make sure that my teeth and gums are healthy.
Is there anything else that we need, or can we go home now?
Just one more thing, and then we can leave.
Great. What is it?
I am going to the dentist this afternoon, so I have to make sure that my teeth and gums are healthy.
Task 2. You will hear a weather forecast. You have notes with 6 gaps. You should listen to the weather forecast for the information to fill each gap. You will hear the forecast twice. You have 1 minute to read the notes now.
Good morning. I hope that you have all been enjoying the lovely sunny weather that we have been having. The temperature will be around 24 degrees through the afternoon, with this evening turning slightly cooler but remaining dry. As we move into tomorrow, the weather will begin to change. You can expect the start of the day to be wet, so make sure that you take your umbrella with you if you have to go out. It would be a great day to stay inside, with thunder and lightning arriving after lunch. This should last for a few hours, but by the early evening this should pass, leaving only clouds behind, which will keep the temperature low. However, good things are on the horizon, with the better weather expected to return next week. We should have plenty of warm days with lots of sunshine, so you won't be needing your umbrella for long. Good morning. I hope that you have all been enjoying the lovely sunny weather that we have been having. The temperature will be around 24 degrees through the afternoon, with this evening turning slightly cooler but remaining dry. As we move into tomorrow, the weather will begin to change. You can expect the start of the day to be wet, so make sure that you take your umbrella with you if you have to go out. It would be a great day to stay inside, with thunder and lightning arriving after lunch. This should last for a few hours, but by the early evening this should pass, leaving only clouds behind, which will keep the temperature low. However, good things are on the horizon, with the better weather expected to return next week. We should have plenty of warm days with lots of sunshine, so you won't be needing your umbrella for long.
Task three. You will hear two interviews. You will hear each interview twice. You have 1 minute to read the questions before each interview. You will choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each question. Interview one, your 1 minute reading time starts now.
Thank you for agreeing to answer my questions for my magazine article.
You're very welcome. I love all animals and really enjoy reading your writing about them.
That's brilliant. Okay, so today we're wanting to find out all about your pets. I know that you have a few.
Oh yes, I have two rabbits, a tortoise, and five birds.
They must keep you very busy.
Yes, I spend a lot of time feeding and cleaning them all.
What was the first pet that you had?
When I was very little, we had a pet dog called Roxanne. And then not long after that, we got our tortoise, Styx.
Tell me a little more about your tortoise. This is an unusual pet.
Styx is now 28 years old. He's still quite young for a tortoise. He loves eating leaves and will walk up and down the garden all day. He can run quite fast if the rabbits get too close.
What are your rabbits like?
Daisy is a small little white rabbit. She's very quiet and likes to be cuddled. And then we have Jensen, and he's very big.
How big?
He weighs about 5 kilograms.
What is the average weight for a rabbit?
Usually between 2 and 4 kilograms.
Wow, he is big. Thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for agreeing to answer my questions for my magazine article.
You're very welcome. I love all animals and really enjoy reading your writing about them.
That's brilliant. Okay, so today we're wanting to find out all about your pets. I know that you have a few.
Oh yes, I have two rabbits, a tortoise, and five birds.
They must keep you very busy.
Yes, I spend a lot of time feeding and cleaning them all.
What was the first pet that you had?
When I was very little, we had a pet dog called Roxanne. And then not long after that, we got our tortoise, Styx.
Tell me a little more about your tortoise. This is an unusual pet.
Styx is now 28 years old. He's still quite young for a tortoise. He loves eating leaves and will walk up and down the garden all day. He can run quite fast if the rabbits get too close.
What are your rabbits like?
Daisy is a small little white rabbit. She's very quiet and likes to be cuddled. And then we have Jensen, and he's very big.
How big?
He weighs about 5 kilograms.
What is the average weight for a rabbit?
Usually between 2 and 4 kilograms.
Wow, he is big. Thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for agreeing to answer my questions for my magazine article.
You're very welcome. I love all animals and really enjoy reading your writing about them.
That's brilliant. Okay, so today we're wanting to find out all about your pets. I know that you have a few.
Oh yes, I have 2 rabbits, a tortoise and 5 birds.
They must keep you very busy.
Yes, I spend a lot of time feeding and cleaning them all.
What was the first pet that you had?
When I was very little, we had a pet dog called Roxanne. And then not long after that, we got our tortoise, Styx.
Tell me a little more about your tortoise. This is an unusual pet.
Styx is now 28 years old. He's still quite young for a tortoise. He loves eating leaves and will walk up and down the garden all day. He can run quite fast if the rabbits get too close.
What are your rabbits like?
Daisy is a small little white rabbit. She's very quiet and likes to be cuddled. And then we have Jensen, and he's very big.
How big?
He weighs about 5 kilograms.
What is the average weight for a rabbit?
Usually between 2 and 4 kilograms.
Wow, he is big. Thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for agreeing to answer my questions for my magazine article.
You're very welcome. I love all animals and really enjoy reading your writing about them.
That's brilliant. Okay, so today we're wanting to find out all about your pets. I know that you have a few.
Oh yes, I have 2 rabbits, a tortoise and 5 birds.
They must keep you very busy.
Yes, I spend a lot of time feeding and cleaning them all.
What was the first pet that you had?
When I was very little, we had a pet dog called Roxanne. And then not long after that, we got our tortoise, Styx.
Tell me a little more about your tortoise. This is an unusual pet.
Styx is now 28 years old. He's still quite young for a tortoise. He loves eating leaves and will walk up and down the garden all day. He can run quite fast if the rabbits get too close.
What are your rabbits like?
Daisy is a small little white rabbit. She's very quiet and likes to be cuddled. And then we have Jensen, and he's very big.
How big?
He weighs about 5 kilograms.
What is the average weight for a rabbit?
Usually between 2 and 4 kilograms.
Wow, he is big. Thank you so much for your time today.
Interview 2. Your 1 minute reading time starts now.
Good morning.
Morning. I can't believe that my baby brother is turning 16 next week. Are you excited?
I am most excited for my party. I think that it will be a lot of fun.
I love parties. What have you got planned?
There is going to be lots of delicious food, a big chocolate cake, and then music and dancing.
I think that lemon cake is my favourite. I think that I might have to go and buy one now that I'm thinking about it.
It's still breakfast. You can't eat cake now.
You're right. I will just have to wait until your party then. How many people will be coming?
I asked nearly 100 people, but have had 75 people confirm that they will be attending.
That is a big party. What's going to be the best thing about it?
Just being able to spend time with my friends and family all together. I'm really excited about that, as it has been a while since I've seen some of my friends. They're travelling in from out of town.
That sounds brilliant. Mum asked me to book a taxi. Where is the party?
It's at the new hotel in town. We've ordered food from the Italian restaurant next door, which they are going to deliver to us.
Okay, I'll do that now before I forget.
Good morning.
Morning. I can't believe that my baby brother is turning 16 next week. Are you excited?
I am most excited for my party. I think that it will be a lot of fun.
I love parties. What have you got planned?
There is going to be lots of delicious food, a big chocolate cake, and then music and dancing.
I think that lemon cake is my favourite. I think that I might have to go and buy one now that I'm thinking about it.
It's still breakfast. You can't eat cake now.
You're right. I will just have to wait until your party then. How many people will be coming?
I asked nearly 100 people, but have had 75 people confirm that they will be attending.
That is a big party. What's going to be the best thing about it?
Just being able to spend time with my friends and family all together. I'm really excited about that, as it has been a while since I've seen some of my friends. They're travelling in from out of town.
That sounds brilliant. Mum asked me to book a taxi. Where is the party?
It's at the new hotel in town. We've ordered food from the Italian restaurant next door, which they are going to deliver to us.
Okay, I'll do that now before I forget.
You now have 5 minutes to check your work. That is the end of the exam.